This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. With grocery store shelves quickly emptying out of the fears of the coronavirus pandemic, President Trump is urging Americans to just relax. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
The president says they should take it easy. Everything will be fine.
There's no need for anybody in the country to hoard essential food supplies.
Vice President Pence says stores will stay open and stocked.
Buy your weekly needs in grocery.
But their urging to stay calm comes as the infection rate surges. Tony Fauci, the nation's top infectious disease expert, says the worst is ahead and more dramatic steps are needed. Asked if that could mean shutting down bars and restaurants nationwide like some localities have already ordered.
That could be, absolutely.
Pence says there will be guidance today concerning restaurants, bars, and other establishments. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The governor of Illinois is announcing a drastic step to help contain the spread of the new coronavirus. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Illinois' governor is heeding the warning from federal health officials who say Americans really need to hunker down more to help slow the spread of the coronavirus to not overwhelm the medical system. So J.B. Pritzker announced a major step to keep people home.
I am ordering all bars and restaurants in the state of Illinois to close to the public as of the close of business Monday night.
Earlier, he blasted the Trump administration because of long lines of returning international passengers at O'Hare Airport, where some 3,000 people were crammed together in the customs area. Very close contact that's discouraged for health safety. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Russia's foreign ministry said on Monday that militants in Syria's Idlib region are not complying with the ceasefire brokered by Russia and Turkey. The foreign ministry said the militants were taking counteroffensive action in the region. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The last two major U.S. Democratic presidential candidates, former Vice President Joe Biden and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, spent much of their time debating and how they would handle the coronavirus outbreak. And they were also critical of China and say that the President Trump has praised the country's leadership. And despite the fact that so many of its citizens protest the policies.
Yeah, I know there's a political line. I understand China's terrible, awful, nothing ever good, Russia, blah, blah, blah. But the fact of the matter is, China, of course, is an authoritarian society. That's what I just said.
It's a dictatorship. But
that's what I just said 5 minutes ago, you know?
Look, the idea of occasionally saying something nice about a country is one thing. The idea of praising a country that is violating human rights around the world is, in fact, makes our allies wonder what's going on. What do you think the South Koreans think when we he praises China like that? What do you think the Australians believe in the shadow of China? What do you think is happening in Indonesia?
Each candidate said he would campaign for the other if their own bid for the nomination failed. Biden said if he gets the Democratic nomination, he will pick a woman for a running mate. Sanders said he would, in all likelihood, pick a woman as well. They're both competing for the Democratic presidential nomination to face Republican President Donald Trump. Israel's President Reuven Rivlin has denied Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu the right to forge a ruling party even after Netanyahu secured the most votes in the country's third elections. VOA's Marissa Melton.
Israeli opposition leader Benny Gantz will be given the first opportunity to form a new government, according to Israel's president on Sunday. Gantz, the leader of Israel's Blue and White Party, received 61 votes in the Knesset, mandating that President Reuven Rivlin allow Gantz to appoint a speaker from his party and begin pushing legislation. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's Likud party received the most votes in the early March elections, but failed to receive the support of enough allies in parliament to give his party control. Gantz will now have a month to form a coalition in the Knesset. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
A top Sudanese general Sunday said his country would mediate a deal on an escalating dispute between Ethiopia and Egypt over Ethiopia's controversial dam on the Nile. The deputy head of Sudan's Sovereign Council said his country would work to bridge the gap and reach an agreement in the years-long dispute. The remarks came at the end of the day's visit to Cairo, where he met with the Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi. Sudan sits between the Egypt and Ethiopia area along the Nile's route. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.